bless this nation, but then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw. And Michael is going to be speaking here to the Freedom Forum and is going to get the information out, hoping people will come. If we want to have a better community here where I live, and it Santa Cruz on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, the people have to be involved. But why would anybody want to be involved? The people on the other side are totally committed. They control our board of supervisors. They control our city council. They control the boards because they're committed. And most of us just want to be allowed to live our lives, but unfortunately they don't intend to allow that. And if we don't take back Santa Cruz, when this whole economic system collapses, that we're going to live in a living hell, if we live at all. So, with that as the background, Michael Shaw is going to be talking today about this whole subject of Agenda 21, sustainable development, and all of this, of course, is simply a vehicle for centralizing power in the hands of government and in our area, as in most areas across the country. That'll mean that it'll be in the hands of the people who are willing to attend the meetings and run for election and sit on the boards, people who are dedicated to a fascist form of society under the control of a liberal ruling elite. Michael, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. And I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I want to talk about what it is that caused me to look out and discover the Agenda 21 program. You know, a lot of people across the country and around the world have found Agenda 21 and understand it to be as offensive as it is. But a whole lot of people are feeling the kinds of effects in their own lives that drove me to look for what was ailing this country. And what I found was a story that is of epic proportions, you know, equal to some of the political so-called science fi movies of the last five decades. Movies like Soylent Green or 1984. And so discovering Agenda 21 was the key to my experience on this world, because it is the driving force that has overwhelmed America.
And of course, Agenda 21 is simply the agenda, the plan that is being followed for the 21st century. Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. But it is not an agenda for freedom or for individual rights. It is a freedom for a fascist society under a ruling elite where every aspect of human life and endeavor and private property will be regulated by the ruling elite. It comes out of the United Nations, although it was initially experimentally carried out here in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz was the target for this whole worldwide program. But you pick up the story, Michael.
Okay, so what brought me into looking for this, finding it, and giving a decade to studying it? Well, it was my experience as a landowner in Santa Cruz County. And as a new landowner back in 1985. And the horrendous treatment that is bestowed upon landowners that are not part of this new collectivist society.
Because if you're a new collectivist society, you'll get anything you want to. It's simply for the common people who are not part of the ruling elite that, oh, of course, the hammer and sickle come down on the chains, the restrictions. But there is an elite, and they run, and believe me, if you're part of that elite, you get whatever you want to. We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, so my purpose really is to give people a firsthand information of what can and does happen to landowners in America today. But I want to take it a step further because this is the real effect of Agenda 21, and that is what consequence bestows all of society when private property has been abolished, and when our economic system turns to one of public-private partnership. Well, that's the key in why it's important to understand Agenda 21 and to understand what unalienable rights are, to understand what the globalist program for a world government is. Because when you make that analysis, you quickly find out that they think they have it in the bag. And if we don't acknowledge what is taking us down, they'll be right. We've moved far along into this program, and we now need to take cognition of it. So let me just go back a little bit and explain, as a landowner, what happened to me. It was 1985. I'd lived in Santa Cruz County for about a year. And there was a piece of property outside my little town. Said, 70 acres, ocean view. And I thought, boy, I've been running a business, my own business. We were making progress, utilizing the fiat money system in a way that was productive in America. I went and saw this property, and I wasn't too impressed, because when I said, well, what about the ocean view when we were standing on a ridgetop, she said, well, it's that ridge over there. And so I said, well, let's go over there then. She said, oh, you can't. I said, can't, why not? She said, well, it's all covered in poison oak. You can't get in. I said, well, if I can ever get up there, give me a call. So about 4 months later, I get a call. It says, well, we've taken a tractor up and cleared it off, you can see. Okay, well, my wife and I went out and looked at it and started climbing the hill. It was a wall of poison oak climbing on the oak trees, 40 feet tall. But you would get certain vistas along this wide trail. They were quite impressive.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael is simply telling us the story of how it was that he came to become a political activist. And, of course, he saw this 70-plus acre parcel of land sitting out the sort of in mid-county, supposedly had an ocean view when he went to see it. Of course, you couldn't see the ocean view because the poison oak was so intense there, you couldn't get up in the ridge where you could actually see the ocean. But eventually somebody cleared this off with a tractor, and They were able to hike up to the top of the ridge. But here you'd find poison oak going something like 70 feet up the trees. I mean, this area was just totally uninhabitable because, of course, it had never been taken care of, and poison oak and all sorts of other things. So you pick up the story. Anyway, you're going to look at this piece of property. You wonder if you'd like to buy it.
So we bought it. And we began the process at that time of beginning to understand what this land was all about in terms of its biotic.
Basically, this was land was a zone for multiple of residences, wasn't it?
Zone for up to 29 houses. And so we began over those first few years to understand what the plant condition was, how the plant condition was all non-native plants and harsh weeds. It was a tough landscape to navigate unless you had plastic pants on in the summer months, because the thistles and the bristles and the grass heads that would stick you would just ruin whatever clothes you might have. So we began to understand what plants were native and what plants weren't native. There were not very many native plants. Poison oak is native. The oak trees were. The willow trees were. But the rest of the ground cover was all about 250 varieties of non-native, many of them aggressive and thorny and unattractive. So we began a process of what we called seed bank management. We managed this land to the condition where today it's a an outstanding example, the example of native plant establishment. We did what no university has done, which is to have a program of seed bank management. So over these 25 years, we've been able to create a seed bank right out of the ground. This is dormant seeds from decades and decades ago. And have been able to revitalize in a way that probably nature, never working on her own and without the stewardship of man, ever achieved. So we now have over 150 native species. And the non-native species have dwindled considerably. The landscape has turned into a rare and unique California landscape. Well, I didn't buy the property, certainly, to undertake a science project. So it's achieved that. We've hit the cover of an international science magazine called Ecological Restoration. But I did it in order to build homes. After 25 years, I've been unable to get an approval for anything. Now, the county, in a request to build one home, says I have to do an endangered species study. Endangered species studies, once you get into it, are endless. So, the county, not respecting any notion of unalienable rights, that is my right to the use and enjoyment of my property, now says we want to do an endangered species assessment as a condition giving me a building permit. That follows after a very long history of attempting to put this property to economic use, even included 1 8-year period where litigation brought by me against the county, because the county had issued a well permit to us. We developed a well. We went to PG&E and we said, here's our permit for our well, and they extended water, power, up to the site. We completed the well, the power had been extended, and we sought the sort of rubber stamp permit to marry them together. Well, we went to the county and they wouldn't give us the rubber stamp. we could not marry our power to this expensive well that had been developed pursuant to their permit. And they said, well, just because we give you a well permit doesn't mean we're going to give you a power permit.
Well, this in other words, this was a very arbitrary decision made upon by some petty bureaucrat. These are petty bureaucrats. I mean, they've given you a permit to build a well. They've given you a permit to bring the electricity. But to connect it up, why, of course, you can't necessarily do that. Which is totally absurd.
It was absurd. We could find no voice of reason anywhere in the county, from high-level bureaucrats to high-level lawyers to elected officials, who would say one word for reason. Not one. And so we sued. Now, the result of the lawsuit was a local sort of temporary judge, not a real judge of the Superior Court, but a sort of interim judge ruled clearly that the county had no discretion in issuing this permit and ordered the permit to be issued. So we then married our well to our...
Marry the well to the electricity so you could have electricity for the well, right?
That's right.
All right, so
And we continued with our lawsuit in respect to the damages that this imposed. And through trial court here in Santa Cruz and through appellate court in San Jose, we were resoundingly defeated. In other words, the courts are sanctioning the government behavior like this without any consequence or cost reimbursement for the entanglements that they create. So the system isn't working. Private property is being abolished. And that's what American people need to understand.
But you see, they don't understand that basically this is all about taking away private property rights at the whim of a bureaucracy. This is exactly as it was. You have to go back and read what Cicero was saying, suddenly before the fall of the Roman Republic, about the arbitrary bureaucrats. The petty bureaucrats were harassing the people there in ancient Rome, and nothing has changed over 2,000 years.
Well, and that brings us to the biggest threat, of all time, because in those days, the world wasn't fully dominated by Rome. But what creates the threat on my property and on every landowner's property in the West, unless they become, quote, a partner with government, is that this time it is for a global system of that kind of political economics. And that's why it's so important to understand the nature of Agenda 21 so that you can recognize its tentacles in your town. You know, Dr. Stan, you said at the beginning of the show that Santa Cruz was the, practice ground going back even into the 70s for the whole global to local agenda. Santa Cruz used to be a laughingstock. Today, Santa Cruz is the pattern for which every county in this country is now following. And the consequence of that is that a bureaucracy runs your life, and your freedoms continue to vanish. Crime rises. Santa Cruz is under, by American standards, a siege. Knifings, shootings in a relatively small town, in neighborhoods where people are getting real upset. But, of course, these are smart growth neighborhoods, which means the single-family homes there are destined to be high-rises along a rail line, and so the neighborhoods cannot be maintained as they have been created.
People find it very hard to believe, but there really is a master plan, and they they're going to buy up a rail line here with the idea that somehow they're going to make this thing a financially feasible by hauling freight over a distance of about 5 miles. That and running a dinner train, you know, from our little community up to 20 miles up north. And so people are going to, this whole thing is financially totally irresponsible, but it doesn't matter. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on a study that says we can finance this by hauling freight from Aptos to Capitola and Capitola to Aptos, a distance of about 5 to 6 miles. Who is going to ship freight by? But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. As long as they have it on paper and they say, my goodness, now what we need, of course, is this rail line, and then we can build the homes next to it, and then we can get the people out of their cars. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think they're trying to get you into electric cars? Because they're going to run up the price of electricity so high, you're not going to be able to afford the electricity. In fact, the electric rates are already going up. That's why PG&E is putting in all of the new meters, so they can run the price up and run it up to point, because they really want to lower our living standards. They want a bureaucracy, a ruling bureaucracy, and to impoverish everybody. People find it difficult to believe, oh, this couldn't really be going on in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going on in communities all over the world as living standards are dropping, and it's all according to plan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
An adjacent government. This is an international organization which, of course, has signed contract with local communities, which is unconstitutional, but, of course, it's bringing our local communities under international control of an unelected bureaucracy. Go ahead, tell our listeners about ICLEI. It's an amazing story.
Well, it is amazing. We are infiltrated. You know, the British have landed. ICLEI is a United Nations accredited NGO. NGO means non-governmental organization. Non-governmental organizations are accredited by the UN for purposes of implementing the Global to Local Sustainable Development, or Agenda 21. America has over 2,000 UN accredited NGOs operating within our communities. The lead NGO, in my judgment, is an organization called ICLEI, stands for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It now has a new subtitle name called Local Governments for Sustainability. This is for people who have listened to me before. The only thing I ever talk about is sustainable development. So what I talk about is what this organization, this UN chartered organization, does with contracts with 600 American cities. And the big poster child for ICLEI in America is Bloomberg, mayor of New York, an ICLEI city. So Santa Cruz may have been a plant seed back a long time ago, but New York City's bought it hook, line, and sinker. No surprise, because Agenda 21 is not a leftist movement. It is a left and a right movement. It is the vibration they create. You know, two divisions of one army is what the Republicans and Democrats are, both lobbying for a global, for America's absorption into a globalist one-world system.
And that is really the plan. You only need to listen to Barack Obama's speech at West Point a few weeks ago talking about this new international order. This is what it's all about, a new international order. It's subversive. I mean, President Obama is the President of the United States, not a part of this new international order to take us into a world government and destroy our Constitution, which he's sworn to uphold. But Obama is no different than any of the others. They've all been part and parcel of it, whether it be Ronald Reagan, who went along with the world government, or George Herbert Walker Bush, or Bill Clinton, or George W. Bush, or Barack Obama. They're all globalists. They're all dedicated to the subversion of our nation, but they can't tell the people, because this is such a noble dream that we will have this one world government and no more war, and America is going to lead the whole world into this. But in the process, of course, freedom as we know it will simply soon become simply a remembrance of things past. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, that was beautifully said, Dr. Stan. I'm sort of shaking in my knees at the moment. The globalists are well organized, and people living in anywhere U.S. should not underestimate that. People must not feel that they're fighting a monster too big to fight, because the monster just simply is big because it has so many tentacles. And the way we get to retreat is to battle it at every town. When enough towns in your state have won the battle, and none have at this date, none have, let yours be the first. When enough towns in your state win the battle against the globalists operating at the local level, then you can recapture your state government, because until then, Republicans and Democrats do not advance unless they subscribe to the globalist order. Now, that's a different show. That's a show when we talk about the IDU, the International Democrat Union, and we talk about the Democrat Leadership Council and nature and origin of where that came from. But just learn how globalism is a local program. Understand how your universities contribute to the mess. You can get degrees in sustainability from colleges all across this country, usually state-funded colleges, but not always. So we need to wake up to see what's really happening. People's spirit has begun to arouse. Now we must fight an enemy we understand.
Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a treasonous organization. It's a subversive organization. It's operating at every level of our society, and nobody will tell you. Well, Michael, you go right ahead, but I guess I think it's so vitally important that you get people educated, because they're not going to get this from the local newspaper. They're not going to get it from most local radio stations, although we are fortunate here in Santa Cruz to have several radio stations, and we're talking about KSCO, this radio station, and certainly the KKMC over in Salinas, where at least you can get some truth. In most cities, you will never have this much truth through regular channels. So go right ahead.
Well, for people to understand Hickley more fully, how it comes into your town, how it justifies its entrance, and what it does when it gets there, go to our website, freedomadvocates.org, where you'll see on the homepage a link to the Hickley Primer. We look at the Hickley Primer, and there's a lot of links in there. You can follow this. It's not a huge expose, but the links make it a very substantial expose. So get in there, get the general picture, and when you want to dig in and start to clean up your own town and recruit those who understand the same circumstance, just realize that all we need to be is a consistent, an articulate voice, and we know who our enemy is. We need to know what we're fighting for. We've got to understand the nature of freedom. We've got to realize that it means that we respect each person's life, that we respect each person's right to liberty, whether that's to speak, to trade, to associate. Basic freedoms that Americans have always known. And then we've got to know what we're fighting against. If you don't know Agenda 21, then you will not know what you're fighting against. So, Freedom Advocates, we've spent 10 years trying to gather the information. This is the war that Nikita Khrushchev promised in 1959. When he was at Disneyland and later at the UN, the land of Shula. He said, we will bury you without firing a shot.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, as Michael Shaw, we're talking about We're talking about ICME. We're talking about Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. We're talking about sustainable development, which really is a key word for socialism, where all power is given to an unelected bureaucracy to control the masses, just like they have in any authoritarian society, exactly as they have in Russia and China today. So, but Michael, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates?
Well, Freedom Advocates, you can find on the web at freedomadvocates.org. Our office number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. But I really do encourage people for whom this is new, or for people who have heard me or others before on this subject, to use a study guide. Find out what this really is, and then begin to recognize it and how it popped out in your hometown. Get the word spread. I mean, if we don't start doing this soon, it will become too late to salvage freedom. Well, that's a dire call, but there's no question in my mind and a growing number of people's minds that Agenda 21 and its implementation, the Sustainable Development Program, is the heart of what ails America, because it is the design to corrupt the principles and the philosophies upon which America was built. The consequence of that is that freedom will evade human life all over the world for a very long time. So the day has come for us to just make some advance, begin to build the defense, counter offenses like what's happening in the city of Spokane will begin to develop. Counter offenses will begin to succeed, and freedom will be recaptured battlefield by battlefield. That means your county. That's what the attack is. The state of Massachusetts has already abolished counties as American government incrementally is being continually remade and remade outside the scope and the limitation that government exists to protect our rights, not to take our rights.
And, of course, basically it's all about bringing everything under the control of an unelected bureaucracy, but under the guise of law. I mean, they have laws in communist China. They have laws in communist Russia, or whatever type of government they have in Russia today, but certainly it was communism. Now they call it socialism, but, of course, it's all. But, ladies and gentlemen, they developed this technology. They know what they're doing. The last thing is they want you to know. They can watch you from those satellites that we purchased at great price to watch those wicked communists. That's why we had to have it, to watch the wicked communists. And now they use the satellites to watch the American people. We have to have, you know, this Office of Homeland Security, and we have to have something called the InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D. It's a system, and you get it on the Internet. It's a system set up by the FBI to actually reward people for informing on their neighbors. They've got tens of thousands of Americans who are interlocked by the computer to the FBI, and now in the name of patriotism, to protect us all from the wicked terrorists that were incidentally financed by the CIA from the very inception. But that doesn't really matter. Now, of course, we have this threat to America. This is why we need a system of informants all across America. Go to the Internet and look up InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A-G-A-R-D, an FBI organization intent upon monitoring every American for their thoughts. Go right ahead.
Well, that is above and beyond me, but I think people can be easily understanding of the attack coming directly from globalist institutions through the Agenda 21/Sustainable Development Program into your community as being what they need to know in order to begin to reclaim America. Because the political economics which deliver Agenda 21, an aspect of which is to monitor and control all human action, you know, it's that all-seeing eye on the dollar, I guess, that is Agenda 21. And that is why most Santa Cruzans, most Americans, who are either knowingly involved in Agenda 21 or don't know or ever heard of Agenda 21, but, you know, they're doing their job in making the machinery operate. I think if most of those people understood the true nature of the kind of totalitarian structure that compels Agenda. And so that's what I'm doing Wednesday evening. And anybody in Santa Cruz, I certainly hope you can come out and would like to meet you.
And that's, of course, on the Sydney, on the frontage road, on the uphill side, on the far side Sydney, of the freeway, that's up towards the hills, where, of course, Morrissey crosses Highway 1, the freeway. Go right ahead.
Well, and what I'll be talking, about is giving the broad picture of globalism, meaning the Agenda 21 political economic plan for the New World Order, and what that means on a philosophical and a practical in an economic world, and then take 30 minutes or so and show some of the examples that are here locally that work to achieve these objectives that have been discussed above. And, it seems that the cities that are the most advanced in this globalist program are often correlated to these ICLEI towns. So ICLEI has become an almost permanent part of this presentation. Now, what's interesting in Santa Cruz is that, Santa Cruz is like the original ICLEI town. ICLEI, again, is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, and what cities do is they pay money to get a contract for ICLEI to come in and conform your planning departments, your city administration, to the globalist objectives in accordance with, their big issue right now is in accordance with global warming dynamics. So your city, if you're an ICLEI town, there are 600 of them in America, is being prepped for a post oil world.
By a post oil world, will you explain that for our listeners? Because you see, the average in America cannot understand that this whole scam down there in the Gulf is simply to stop offshore oil drilling. I mean, do you mean to tell me British Petroleum just has no idea what to do and how to stop that? Of course they do, but they want to stop offshore oil drilling, at least for the United States. Why? Because they want to get us out of our cars, because they want to get to stop, generating electricity, because they want, of course, to lower our living standards. I like to say raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. They are in the intention of doing that. This is all part of the Earth Charter. It's all laid out. They know exactly what they're doing. If you read the original Agenda 21, they will tell you, we want to get out of the cars. We want to tear up the highways. But people say that's crazy talk. How can you convince people, Michael, that this is really what they're up to?
Well, I think that for the researcher, I can give him the assignment. The assignment is that Prince Charles established the Council for Sustainable Development, and this was a consortium of multinational corporations. Prince Charles putting his stamp of approval on creating this public-private partnership between these multinational corporations and the political economic system on a global basis that supports sustainable development. So the prince creates the Council for Sustainable Development. I may have the Prince's Council on Sustainable Development, something like that. It's very close. And the leading corporation within that organization is British Petroleum. So whatever the political economic philosophy of the day, okay, you've got to remember the UN Sustainable Development Program calls for reduction of human population to 1 billion. It calls for it in black and white. So those multinational corporations, those fictions of government, are in partnership in a program that you can easily connect them to that calls for depopulation. Now, I don't know what that means in terms of this oil spill. All I know is that British Petroleum working with Prince Charles to implement a globalist program of sustainable development does not make me feel comfortable about them.
I would simply point out that Mr. Sutherland, a man named Peter Sutherland, was the CEO of British Petroleum until a couple of months ago, when, of course, he left and went to work for, as one of the chief there at Goldman Sachs, who immediately sold a large part of their stock, about 46% of the stock that they held in British Petroleum. And, of course, they did very, very well because the stock plummeted, you know, after Goldman Sachs had sold out. Mr. Sutherland, it just happens to be, by chance, a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. So did he know it was going to happen? Is this whole thing a scam? Why is it that they can't simply suck up the oil and separate it from the water and simply keep the oil and keep from contaminating, creating the greatest ecological disaster of all time? Or would that be beneficial if they really want to use the disaster to stop American offshore drilling? Is that what it's about? Arnold Schwarzenegger said before we could do offshore oil drilling on the West Coast. Now he's totally against it. And they really want to stop offshore oil drilling. They do not want America to be oil independent. They want to cut back on the oil consumption here in the United States. We, of course, we don't have oil, we can't use coal, and we can't use natural gas to produce electricity. How are we going to have electricity for an industrial nation? Why, we're not going to have electricity for an industrial nation, because we're going to cease to be an industrial nation. That's what it's all about. And when you understand that, why, it all begins to make sense. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I think the advocates, you know, the honest, ill-willed advocates for Agenda 21 would say, no, that's not necessarily the outcome. They would say, we'll have an efficient, functioning society, assuming the industrial route is chosen by the globalists in the final end. We'll have a sophisticated, well-monitored, well-behaved populace.
But why are they putting all those bicycle trails in Santa Cruz? Why are they putting all the bicycle paths along the roadways? They want to get us into bicycles. They want to get us out of cars into bicycles, and people don't understand it's part of a definite plan.
Well, it is, but let's be clear with the audience that the plan has a couple of playouts, and they write this in their Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. They write that we'll choose whether we have an industrialized world with a world population of no more than 1 billion, or if we put everybody on bicycles and decide to make them restore our forests, we might need 4 or 5 billion people. Okay. Either way, people become chattel. That's what this fight is about on a moral level or a philosophical level. People aren't chattel. The American tradition understands that. And that's why it's important for you to understand Agenda 21 Sustainable Development so that you can begin to battle this.
But these people, of course, are an elite. They think they know what's best for us, don't they?
Well, it doesn't much matter what they think. The fact is that when the people realize that we're being taken down in our local community, one by one, all of us together, when we can break those strings, we can restore liberty, a second coming of America, better than the first time.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Every day. So I don't want people out there to think that I'm this smart. You know, there's a lot of help. And that's a good thing.
Well, you're doing a great job. Incidentally, Michael will be speaking at our conference on the 17th of October. If you're out there across America or here in Santa Cruz on Monterey Bay area, we hope that you'll want to come on the 17th of October all-day meeting at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And, of course, Michael will be there, have a table, and he'll be giving one of the talks. It's important you have the information. You help us get out the information. Good night, Michael. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Michael Shaw, and certainly we're talking about this sustainable development information. You need to get it. We do have a syllabus on this subject. We have a DVD. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development. You need to know what it is, and you need to know how it ties into population control. We have a DVD called Plan Population Reduction and one called None Dare Call It Genocide. They really do intend to kill off a significant part of the population of the world. They're in the process of it. Why do you think they have a doomsday seed bank up there, you know, off the coast of Norway where they have armed guards guarding legitimate seeds that have not been genetically modified, as have 90% of our soybeans and corn and canola and cottonseed and increasingly numbers of rice and certainly of beets and other food products here? Why do they have a doomsday seed bank? Do they see doomsday coming? Absolutely. Who's financing it? Why the Bill and Melinda Gates, dedicated to population control? The Rockefeller, dedicated to population control. Who's producing these seeds that produce infertility in animals in a couple of generations? Why Monsanto? And, of course, Monsanto's financing the Doomsday Seed Bank. What do they know that other people don't know? You need to get our material, or you need to get the book, Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. We carry it, Genetic Roulette, or our four CD set or tape set on genetically modified foods. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. Let me mention, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I'll have to tell you that we've certainly, a number of people who supported us for many, many years have come under hard times, and if you were in a position to step up and take their place, would appreciate hearing from you. One more thing, our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy has had to have a pacemaker put in, and of course a tremendous financial obligation there. He had to have somebody come in, look after his invalided mother, Peggy, who's a good friend of ours, but this is back in Raleigh, North Carolina. But if you're in a position to help financially, Barbara and I have sent some funds to help, and if you're in a position, just write a check out to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, send it to Radio Liberty at Post Office Box 999 in Soquel, California, 95073. That's Dr. Dennis Cuddy, or just Dennis Cuddy, or Cuddy, but to send the check to Radio Liberty, Post Office Box 999 in Soquel, California, 95073. And Sydney, then, of course, we hope many of you can seriously consider coming to October 17th all-day conference. We're going to have Michael Shaw. We got a great lineup of speakers. Last year, we had about 185 people. We had to turn people away. So if you're interested in coming, you want to get rooms.